From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government repatriates 28 human trafficking victims from Cambodia. Thai police arrest four suspected of selling modified gun to mall shooters. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia, KBRI in Phnom Penh, organized the return of 28 Indonesians who reportedly fell victim to human trafficking or TPPO from Cambodia. The Minister of Foreign Affairs said in Jakarta on Thursday that they have conducted an examination by local authorities with a result that indicates that they are TPPO victims. After their repatriation to Indonesia, the 28 citizens have been accommodated in the Ministry of Social Affairs RPTC Bambu Apus for rehabilitation before returning to their places of origin. The citizens will also undergo follow-up examinations by the Criminal Investigation Agency of the Indonesian National Police for law enforcement and an investigation into recruiting agents in Indonesia. National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo expressed hope that the 78th anniversary of the National Defense Forces, TNI, can be a momentum to strengthen synergy between the TNI and Polri in protecting and keeping peace in the community. According to Listio Sigit Prabowo, both institutions are committed to ensuring the 2024 general elections run safely. At the 10th anniversary celebration event at the National Monument Square, Central Jakarta, General Listio Sigit Prabowo and the 10th commander, Admiral Yudo Margono, welcomed President Joko Widodo, who acted as the inspector of ceremonies. The togetherness of the 10th commander and the police chief reflected the synergy of the 10th Polri that has been established so far. The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Karin, has said that it expected the 2023 Archipelagic and Island States ICE Summit Forum to strengthen the Blue Economy Program. Kadin's Vice Chairperson for Maritime Investment and Foreign Affairs, Sinta Kamdani, told Antara in Jakarta on Thursday that the ICE Summit aims to build cooperation among ICE member countries and facing common challenges such as climate change and blue economy development. The forum will seek solutions to connectivity problems among ICE countries, discuss ways to empower coastal communities and handle marine pollution. The ICE Forum, which will be held this year on October 10 to 11 in Bali, will have four focuses: adaptation and mitigation against climate change, promoting a sustainable blue economy, handling plastic waste in the oceans, and strengthening sustainable maritime governance. The Nusantara Capital Authority, OIKN, sought to strengthen investment cooperation with investment partner countries, particularly France, at the 2023 Indonesia-French Business Forum held in Paris on Wednesday. The authority head, Bambang Susantono, informed in a statement released in Jakarta on Thursday, France has the potential to invest in the development of the new capital city. OIKN has previously held virtual meetings with several investors, and the forum provided an opportunity to hold face-to-face discussion to strengthen existing investment collaboration. The meeting covered investment cooperation, specifically regarding the five basic characteristics of the development of the new Indonesian capital: green, inclusive, intelligent, resilient, and sustainable. Nusantara has been named the future capital of Indonesia, as stipulated and regulated by Law No. 3 of 2022. The city has modified its approach to development to make it centered on Indonesia. The step is aimed at speeding up the economic transformation of the country. The National Library will hold an award evening for public literacy activists from various circles. In a press conference on Friday, Deputy for Library Resources Development Adin Bondar said that the brilliant concept and the theme of this event was a form of support for public literacy activists to advance literacy in Indonesia.
Jadi, konsep gemilang di sini bukan berarti kami...
So the brilliant concept here does not mean that we are showing off our performance, but we want to convey a message to the public that currently the support of stakeholders, as well as the community and the media, has made a very significant contribution in an effort to strengthen the love of reading and literacy in our society.
Yang sangat signifikan terhadap upaya penguatan kegemaran membaca dan literasi di masyarakat kita.
The event, which will be held on Wednesday, has the theme Golden Libraries Advanced Literacy Advance Indonesia, which reflects the spirit of library transformation to build national literacy with the inclusiveness of library services so as to create a quality Indonesian society that is independent, creative, and innovate. Let's move it on to the international news, where the Thai police arrested on Thursday four men suspected of illegally selling modified firearms to the teenager who opened fire in a luxury mall in Bangkok this week, killing two and wounding five. Two of the four were arrested in the Thai capital and two in the southern province of Yala on suspicion of selling a modified black gun to the 14-year-old who has been charged with a premeditated murder and illegal possession of the firearms. Police official Samran Nuanma told reporters that the men also had illegal firearms, tools to modify pistols and narcotics in their possession. Mass shootings are rare in Thailand, but gun violence and gun ownership is common. Ownership rules are strict, but firearms can be modified and obtained illegally, many smuggled from abroad. Government also began closing legal loopholes regarding online sales in a bid to control the spread of weapons. Lebanon faces one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with nearly 4 million people in need of food and other assistance, but less than half getting aid because of lack of funding, a UN official said on Thursday. Imran Riza, the UN humanitarian chief for Lebanon, adds that the amount of assistance the world body is giving out is much less than the minimum survival level that it normally distributes. Imran Riza further said over the past 4 years, Lebanon has faced a compounding set of multiple crises that the World Bank describes as one of the 10 worst financial and economic crises since the mid-19th century. This has led to the humanitarian needs of people across all population sectors increasingly dramatically. According to the UN Humanitarian Office, more than 12 years since the start of the conflict in Syria, Lebanon hosts the highest number of displaced persons per capita and per square kilometers in the world. Well, listener, now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner. The Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok, Thailand, held an arts program which was attended by 10 Indonesian paintings artists for 2 weeks since September 21st. The Indonesian Embassy on Tuesday stated that the program contained workshops and discussions about painting as well as an exhibition with 10 well-known Thai paintings artists. The Education and Cultural Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok, Ahmad Wijaksono, pointed out that this activity was an effort by the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok to invite the public, particularly the young generation of both countries, to make arts a collaboration that can penetrate barriers of borders, language, and culture. Workshops and discussions were held at the Bangkok Indonesian School, Bundipatana Silpa Institute, Silpakorn University, Poh Chang University, and at the Indonesian Embassy Building. At the event, Indonesian and Thai painting artists became resource person on the history of painting in both countries, painting styles, and their works for 150 students and university lecturers in Thailand. The artists also held live painting events in Ayutthaya and other tourism locations in Thailand. They collaborated to create two paintings entitled Chang Gajah and Garuda Garuda. The 20 painting artists from the two countries will exhibit their work at the Indonesia-Thailand Collaborative Painting Exhibition, which will be held on October 4 to 29, at the National Gallery of Thailand in Bangkok. Moreover, the painting exhibition is part of the Trade, Tourism, Investment and Cultural Forum held by the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok throughout this year to promote trade, tourism, investment and Indonesian culture in Thailand. The Indonesian artists who participated in this activity were Bunga Jeruk Permata Pekerti, Erika Hestu Wahyuni, Galuh Taji Malela, Heri Dono Jumaldi Alfi, Lini Natalini Widyashi, Mola, Putu Sutawijaya, Rendra Santana, and Teresia Agustina. Meanwhile, the Thai artists consist of Banlu Wiriyaporn Prapas, Jiamchan Changkonhom, Pataroporn Len Panit, Punshi Sri Supar, Pitawan Suwabap, Raksucha Chompobut, Somsak Chauta Dapong, Suchart Fongtong, Sita Inyai, and Tongchai Rakpatum. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll start today in history on October 6, 1965, when Ade Irma died. Ade Irma Suryani Nasution was born in Jakarta on February 19, 1960 and died in Jakarta on October 6, 1965 at the age of 5 years. She is the youngest daughter of the Indonesian military general Abdul Haris Nasution. Ade was killed during the 30th September movement of the Indonesian Communist Party G30 PKI, which attempted to kidnap General Nasution. During the kidnapping incident, Ade Irma Suryani was shot by 3 bullets at her back. She was taken to hospital and underwent 3 operations to remove and clean the remaining bullet fragments. After being treated for 5 days, Ade Irma Suryani died on the evening of October 6, 1965. To remember her, a children's songs composer, Ate Mahmud, specially created the song Ade Irma Suryani. Let's move on to 2010 when Instagram officially released. On October 6, 2010, Instagram was officially released. Technically, this social media is a photo and video sharing application that allows users to take photos, videos, apply digital filters, and share them on various social networking services, including Instagram itself. One unique feature on Instagram is cropping photos into a square shape so that they look like the result of Kodak, Instamatic, and Polaroid cameras. This is different from the 4x3 or 16x9 aspect ratio commonly used by cameras on mobile devices. I'll end today in history with the new opening events of the 2018 Asian Para Games. The 2018 Asian Para Games, also known as the 3rd Asian Para Games, is a sporting event for Asian athletes with disabilities. Held in Jakarta, this was the first time Indonesia hosted the Asian Disabled Games. The opening ceremony was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta. At the opening ceremony, President Joko Widodo came down from the podium to the field to meet one of the Para Games athletes and receive a box containing the words ability. The 2018 Asian Para Games was attended by 43 countries. The event was held in Jakarta and Bogor Regency West Java. Meanwhile, the closing ceremony was held at the Madya Gelora Bung Karno Stadium.
Thank you.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's My Indonesia, Vice President inaugurated the Nusantara Food Zone to support the IKN food sector. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin inaugurated the Nusantara Food Zone to support the IKN food sector. The Vice President on Wednesday inaugurated the Nusantara Food Zone located in Talaga Village, Dampelas District, Donggala Regency, Central Sulawesi Province. The project is expected to support the Indonesian capital city food security sector. Quoted by Antara on Wednesday, Ma'ruf Amin said on that occasion that the process of building the Indonesian capital city in the East Kalimantan keep going. The development of IKN will encourage a concentration of population growth that is high enough to meet its food needs. Therefore, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin welcomed the designation of Central Sulawesi as an archipelago food region. He hopes that Nusantara Food Zone with 1,124 hectares of integrated area can become a buffer for Nusantara in the resilience of the food sector. Apart from that, Nusantara Food Zone is also expected to be able to provide support to the agriculture, plantation, and livestock sectors while maintaining the needs of Central Sulawesi Province. He also said that the presence of the Nusantara Food Zone must be able to improve the economy of the people of Central Sulawesi by strengthening food product centers, capacity and capability of the food sector, bringing closer access to capital and increasing the competitiveness of local products and institutions. In supporting the archipelago food zone, the Vice President asked all parties to increase cooperation and synergy in supplying IKN food. However, the Vice President asked to continue to pay attention to legal and environmental rules as well as the sustainability of provincial and district city spatial planning. The Vice President also hopes that the development and management of the KPN can involve local communities, including farmer groups, farmer group association, and farmer cooperation. At the inauguration event of the Nusantara Food Area, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also planted the first durian plant of the MK Hortimart variety. And that was My Indonesia.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In today's Indonesian Wonder, Kolo Beach. Listener, when you are in Bima City, West Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia, please prepare your time to explore this city. Bima has a variety of beautiful natural tourism destinations. One of them is Kolo Beach. This beach offers panoramic views of the blue sea and beautiful coral reefs. Its strategic location is not far from the city center. It is about 20 minutes drive that makes Kolo Beach a leading tourism destination in the city of Bima. To enter Kolo Beach, you must pay 3,000 rupiah or 0.19 cents of dollars for an entrance ticket. At this beach, you will be greeted by its natural beauty. You will be presented with a panoramic view of the calm blue seawater and range of hills. Views of Kambing Island and the Soromandi and Dongo Mountain can be seen from this beach. Apart from that, what is unique is that on this beach, you will find larger grains of sands and several grayish-black rocks. This beach is in the Bima Bay area. The waves are small, so it is very safe to swim at this beach with your family. Because this beach has a beautiful underwater nature, please don't forget to snorkel and dive here. Listener, when you are in Kolo Beach, you can also go along the sea by renting a boat, which is provided at a quite an affordable price. For you who like fishing, you must also bring your fishing equipment when on holiday at Kolo Beach. You can also fish around this beach dock, because this pier just out into the sea. If you want to stay overnight, there are also 7 tourism cottages available for the night. The rates vary, ranging from 250,000 Indonesian rupiah until 350,000 Indonesian rupiah, or about 16 to 22 US dollars per night. Kolo Beach is equipped with various facilities, such as a parking area, gazebo, prayer room, restaurants, and toilets. And listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang anggunnya peranan jiwa asmara. Terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak dini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara.
するたびに、いつでもどこにいても君のことを思い出す。こんなに君を愛しているというのに、どうして君は分かってくれないのか。どうか僕を信じてほしい。
For still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany. VOI listeners, located in the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is prone to earthquakes. So students from the Faculty of Engineering at Universitas Brawijaya Malang, East Java, Indonesia, created earthquake warning lights or earthquake preparedness lights as an automatic early warning system in earthquake zone areas. Besides, this tool can also be used as a night light with a warm white color with an aesthetic trapezoidal. Team leader Yusuf Yuaniar explained that these findings could help people save themselves more quickly from the dangers of earthquakes, with an alarm sound that can reach 2 to 3 bedrooms. That way, fatalities due to earth disasters can be reduced. Apart from that, the earthquake-prepared light battery can also be recharged with a 18,650 Li-ion battery, and is claimed to be more energy efficient. This tool is popular with many people. It is recorded that it has been used in the areas of Malang City, Cianjur, Jogja, Aceh, Probolinggo, and surrounding areas. Not only that, this tool was also ordered directly by educators from the United Kingdom as a comparison of competent tools in mitigating earthquake disasters. This tool is sold for 400,000 rupiah for one lamp, with the advantage of being able to detect earthquakes ranging from low, medium to high vibrations accompanied by different alarm sounds. Well, listener, that was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Jadi atas sebuah janji, dan kau berjuang menepati waktu. Begitupun juga diriku untuk sebuah temu. Sampailah kita di sebuah masa, panjangnya malam tiada guna. Nampak hanya ada 2 jam saja. Detak-detik meluncur derasnya, terdiam dan sadar betapa anehnya. Aku salah memperhitungkan waktu, dan engkau pun sadar akan itu. Sedih pun tak perlu, sesal bukan lagi jadi yang utama. Hanya soal sia-sia, kita bisa apa? Terlanjur sudah nikmati saja,
petaka dua jam yang tersisa, persetan atas segala upaya. Jua kita sudah sadar pasti, kesempatan yang ada hanya sekali ini ya. Detik sena tak perlu ditanya atas kata cinta.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a folk song from Tapanuli, North Sumatra, entitled Mariam Tomong. The song Mariam Tomong was composed by Guru Nahum Situmorang, a musician and composer from Batak. In the past, Mariam Tomong was often sung by Tapanuli's parents for a children's bedtime song. The lyrics are an expression of their love when they lull their little one to sleep with the shawl swing until they sleep soundly. The song Mariam Tomong also contains advice about the struggles of the sons and daughters of Tapanuli against the invaders. They bravely use bamboo cannons that look like machine guns. Here is the folk song from Tapanuli, North Sumatra, entitled Mariam Tomong, sung by Mantias Yugo. Enjoy the song.
Salendang madi ginjang kain panjang madi torut pangeol ni gonting masong ondeng ke mama ngolu. Oh Mariam Tomong dainang sinapang masin. Oh Mariam Tomong dainang sinapang masin. Salendang madi ginjang kain panjang madi torut pangeol ni gonting masong ondeng ke mama ngolu. Oh Mariam Tomong dainang sinapang masin. Oh Mariam Tomong dainang sinapang masin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terlalu sering aku mengalah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride.
Indonesia.
Like what I'm feeling. If you don't know what it's like, it's so
listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, Instagram, at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.